from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who wouldn't mind one day being called Old Ricola. Though then they'd probably file something against me, because that's what I just had to keep my voice, keep me from making mouth sounds as a Ricola, but it was an old Ricola. So kids, don't do this, but I also had a little Ricola paper, old Ricola with a side of Ricola paper. It's not gourmet, but it's part of my job. It's, you know what time it is? You may be confused, because I am. But if you are, you're in the right place, because it's time for Sleep With Me podcast. It puts you to sleep. Hey, before we go on with the episode here, I just want to let you know that you're important. Dignity and respect are important. I try to create a safe place where you could fall asleep. And that comes from that empathy and compassion, from knowing how it feels. And we're in a place of opportunity right now to have a deeper understanding of what empathy and compassion mean. And if you're curious about that, or you say, wow, I'm just not in a good place right now. If you're not in a good place right now, there's going to be links in show notes to organizations that can connect you with resources. So take that. And I know there can be a pause, or there can be that's not an easy thing, but you're important and your needs are important. And when I say that, it comes with some responsibility, because the members of our community are important. And trying to understand what that means to live a life of empathy and compassion means is speaking out on behalf of the members of our community and saying Black Lives Matter. And if you want to become a part of the solution and start to support the members of our community, there's going to be links to organizations to help you get started. Or if you've been impacted, those will be in the show notes as well. Because it matters. Because you matter. It's all interconnected. So that's why this podcast is here, to soften things a bit, right? And that's it. And we're able to bring in this show twice a week. Here's a couple of ways we're able to do that. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking, If the answer to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, like I do need, like we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/with me. That's odoo.com/with me. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz. Got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Hey, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Now, this is a part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone that's a little bit, not a downer, because I want to celebrate the people that supported the sponsors. That's what the Sleepy Supporter Zone's about. These are sponsors that aren't with the show anymore. And also all sponsors I really like. And maybe let these sponsors know, get back with sleep with me. Now, those of you know Celestial Seasonings, we're still trying to get them back connected with the show. I wanted to thank Megan, Marnie, Cal, and everybody else that supported Celestial Seasonings. I want to thank Zoe, Hoff, Pope, and Jennifer, who supported Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest is something I'm still getting as a customer. And then I want to thank Jess and Kate. I'm wearing my Whoop strap too. Whoops, who supported Whoop. I'm still wearing my Whoop strap. This is funny. All these things I still use. And Ryan, who supported KiwiCo. So this is why I do the Sleepy Supporter Zone, because the sponsors, you know, they want to know their messages are being heard, and they stick with the show when their message is heard, and you let them know about it and you support them. Not everybody can do that. I understand that. That's why I celebrate the people that can, because we all benefit from it. I get to do the podcast twice a week and put it out free twice a week. So that's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the first part. If you want to get in here, you know, tag a sponsor, tag me on social media, and I'll try to thank you on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Second part, like I said at the top of the show, you getting the support you need. There's going to be links to organizations to help. You can take action right now. Do a text, do a call, and talk to somebody. There's links in the show notes right inside your podcast app. If you're looking to be a part of positive change and to support the Black members of our community, because Black Lives Matter, there's links to organizations for you to get started on becoming a part of the solution and starting the change right in the show notes. And the third part of Super Supporter Zone is something I support. I've been talking about it. I would love to hear from you. Have you read Ruth King's book, Mindful of Race? What impact did it have on you? There'll be links to Ruth King's website in the show notes. You can get her book almost anywhere where books are sold. And I would love to hear from some of you and let me know, what was your thoughts on the book? And I would love to hear how the book impacted you, because I hope it impacted you. It's much, I'm on my third or fourth reread of the book. Let me know. And that's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Oh, Mystery Bard. A lot of people help out on this show. Who are? Oh, and we can commission a song from you for the holiday season at song.jonathanmann.net, correct?
Posty poster song. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. the legend. Also edits episodes. Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer, and Ashley. Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at jonathanmann.net. Song for you. It's almost Christmas, y'all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own.
I'm at Dearest Scooter with a T, even though it doesn't sound like it, on Twitter and Instagram, Dearest Scooter. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and your podcast app of choice. It's free. All it does is let you know when the podcast comes out. And then make sure to check your settings that Smart Speed and Vocal Boost are not turned up and the show is set to 1.0 speed or lower. But now I'm going to slow it down anyway and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether that's thoughts or feelings or physical sensations. So thoughts, you know, things on your mind that you're thinking about. Could be about the past, the present, the future, everything. You see, where do you get all these vivid images from? We'll talk about it more. But thoughts, it could be feelings. It could be anything emotionally coming up for you tied to thoughts or events or, you know, just feelings that are there. And it could be also physical sensations. It could be changes in time, temperature, routine. Just could be your normal routine. You might work second or third or fourth shift. You know me, I'm getting that shout out for that fourth shift and also the fifth, the sixth, and seventh shifts. Also, when I say shift, it sounds like I got to make sure I say shift. Well, here's something I've never pointed out, but this is something that can keep us awake, is people shifting around in bed. That beautiful lumbering person that may be next to you, sleeping so soundly, isn't that always the way? And sometimes they're shifting, or you could have a four-legged friend, or, you know, the child that says that hops in there and says, hey, make some room for me, or all of those. And there could be some shifting going on. Also, wow, this is an early tangent, but this is the truth. This is another thing I haven't pointed out. So I've always, well, at least in the history of the podcast, I've always lived within earshot of a big freeway. And normally in the climbing closet or in the Harry Potter closet where I record now, you know, I got enough moving blankets and time of day wise, but if I'm sitting outside, I can normally hear the freeway, particularly where I am now. I'm pretty close to a major, you know, a real big freeway. And I think it was the same one at my old place, different portion of the same freeway. The old Nimitz, they call it. If people from the Bay Area, I don't call it that because I haven't, but sometimes people call it that, the 880. Here they call it 880. In LA, you call it the 710, the 101. Here, 880. You don't say the 880. I wonder if you were to, like, because I've been using one of the apps to learn Spanish. So I'm just wondering how, because you'd say, well, in Spanish, you would say probably the 880, the 710. Or let's see, 880, 580, 101, but you'd say the four, the five, you taking the five to the four, to, like, I think when I first moved there in Syracuse, when I moved, well, in Syracuse, in New York City, you'd call it by its name. So I think when I was in LA, I moved from the Bronx to LA by way of Syracuse. In Syracuse, you'd call it Route 81, even though, and then in New York, you'd call it like the Henry Hudson or the Cross Bronx. I don't even know. I have no clue. Maybe the Cross Bronx is part of 90 or something. I don't freaking know, or 95. But and then I would say, well, should I take the Pomona Freeway? People would be like, I'm sorry, what? When I was in L.A., well, I live right off the Pomona Freeway. Who? What? The 6? You mean the 60? So those are just a few of the things. It's funny, I've lived in 3 places most of my life, and all 3 of them talked about roads in different ways. And here's a podcast that's supposed to be a road off to dreamland. I don't know. I think I've made 930 episodes, and I never talked about that I know of. I think I have talked about it before, maybe not in the intro. But it is a bit like they say, you know, soda or pop or Coke. They call it those three things. Also, this is in the U.S., but let's see, in the M5 in the London, in the U.K., you'd say the M5, so you'd say the M5. But I don't, or the M4, sorry. Okay, the tube. You don't say, are you going to get in the tube? You don't say, you're getting in the tube. It's like you'd say, are you getting in the tube? If you're a fish head, you'd say, which tube are you talking about, man? Because first tube or, you know, and I say, well, depends on what I'm in the mood. Usually first tube, yeah. I don't know, like, but okay, so where am I? Oh boy. Hey, if you're new, welcome. What I'm going to do is I'm trying to take your mind off stuff and create a safe place where you could fall asleep, whatever's keeping you awake. Oh, you know, I went on all that talking, not even to get to the point about shifting. So I'll have to come back to that. Talk about a meander, but that's how I help you, take your mind off. So this is what I propose, and I've already done it. So this is post-proposal. Thanks for sticking around. As I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night, I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. And I'm going to go off topic so that you, here's the thing, so you don't need to pay attention and you can fall asleep. And that's a couple of things you want to know right up front, or 10 minutes up. 10 minutes is still up front for sleep with me. This is a podcast you don't really need to listen to. It's best consumed like a background noise. Like normally the freeway's always going, believe me, because at the beginning of the beginning, not the beginning of 2020, but the beginning of the 2020 stuff, the freeway was actually quiet for a little while, and I would sit out there and I'd be like, wow, it's interesting. But otherwise, that thing's making noise 24/7, and you just kind of tune it out, or it becomes a droning background noise. And there's other things. I think it rises and falls depending on the weather and the wind and all those kind of things, and humidity and my mood. Because if I'm not in the mood for it, suddenly I say, well, but so this is a podcast you kind of let drift in the background as well. So you don't need to pay attention. There's also no pressure to fall asleep. The reason the shows are about an hour is so you can drift off whenever works. Ideally, you just fall asleep. You're not even aware of it. And you just kind of sit here and barely listen to me. Until you do, I take your mind off of stuff, and you say, well, you kind of did with that stuff about the freeway, naming freeways. Yeah, that was my traffic cover band. It didn't last very long because I don't play any instruments, and no one knew what it meant. They said, well, why don't you just call it, like, jam? They'd say, well, because that's even more confusing. I mean, you could call it Traffic Jam, but that would be like a band that just does traffic covers as jams. Anyway, I can't go on this tangent because I got too many. I'm front loaded with other tangents. Okay. So did you really? No, I don't even know. I was thinking of Wings, actually. So I would have been covering Wings songs as a band named after Traffic. That would have been even more awkward. Okay, oh, so where was I? Okay, so it's not really here to put you to sleep either. Just drift off at your leisure. But here's the thing. If you can't sleep, I'm going to be here to the very end to keep you company. So just kind of see how it goes. But yeah, if you can't sleep, I'll be here. If you're up or you wake up, you could turn the podcast back on. If you need something during the day, that's another reason to listen. is to barely listen to me during the day. You say, wait a second, I can listen to you when I'm, I can not listen to you whenever I want. I say, yeah, for most people, they fall asleep to it. But we do have a collection of daytime listeners for, you know, I'm barely soothing. So that could be one of my cover names, Barely Soothing. I guess that doesn't feel like a cover name because neither, not very many people are named Barely or Soothing. But I guess if I was a lead singer of whatever that Traffic cover band, that Traffic cover band that only covers Wings songs would be, lead singer, Barely Soothing. You say, well, that actually fits because I was here to listen to Wings, and I'd say, and most people are like, I've never heard of any of those bands. I'd say, yeah, they were just a little bit before my time, but I'm aware of them. Paul McCartney was in Wings, I think. Traffic, I'm not so sure anymore. But when it popped in my head, I was picturing Paul McCartney as a lead singer of Traffic, which I'm pretty sure, maybe Steve Winwood? No. Okay, my brain said no. Anyway, I'll look into it, maybe. I'll probably forget to do that. But so, podcasts you don't really need to listen to. And it's a podcast that doesn't really put you to sleep. I just keep you company as you drift off. My job is to be your bore bae, your bore cuz, your bore sib, your bore bestie, your bore bruh, if you're from San Diego and you surf. But so, those are two things. The other thing is give it a few tries. On first listen, most people have a strong negative reaction. I mean, not always, or a neutral reaction, because this podcast is very different. I'm very strange. I have creaky dulcet tones and pointless meanders. So just kind of see how it goes at first. Like most listeners that went out of the way to review the show, which is a, like very few people do that. Like less than 1% or maybe even less than like 0.1% review the show. And most of those people said, hey, give it two or three tries because it, at first it's like, what is this? It doesn't make any sense. And you have to like kind of let go. And it, like it stops me. Once it stops, it never made any sense. But once it stops making sense, it made all the sense it needed. So that's kind of the other thing. If you're having a strong reaction to the show, hopefully it works, but give it a few tries and see how it goes. If it doesn't work for you, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou has other options. So those are those two things. What else is out there? So there's, what else do you need to know? Oh, structure the show. That could throw people off is, the show is also structured very differently. So I guess this is a little late to tell you, but I always like do this just to help you get acquainted. So show starts off the greeting, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary, so that you know that you're welcome and that you're in the right place and that I'm here to help. Then there's this, some resources for you, the listener. Then there's business. The ads keep the show free, just a reality thing. Then there's a supporter zone. Then there's the intro. And so that's like the first 20 minutes of the show, but most of it is just this intro where I kind of try to introduce the podcast every single time in a different way. Over 900 times I've done this, and I've never successfully introduced the podcast in a clear and concise way. And so we decided, like... 750 episodes ago or so, is, oh, wait a second, this works for people because it gives you a chance to ease into bedtime or to get ready for bed or to get comfortable. So the intro for the regular listener gives you some distance between the day and the night. Some listeners fall asleep, some listeners skip it, but most people... They wind down with the show. They have, and hopefully build your own wind down routine. And the podcast is just one part of it. You know, whether it's doing something relaxing or, you know, playing with those chillaxing figures, whatever it is, kind of see how it goes. Then there's business. Then there's a story. Tonight it'll be like a story will be a surprise for me now because I don't know what it's going to be yet. Nobody's told me. So that's exciting. And then there's thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. I was trying to talk about shifting, because that's one of the things when I'm listening to the freeway that I can, that I think I was trying to say, could that keep you up at night, shifting, people shifting cars? Because it is, it does make a noise when they're going at a different speed, you know, and they're making those car just shifting noises, you know, that all that stuff. And I usually say, you know, then I don't know. It usually doesn't bother me, because usually that's when I'm like, I'm actually enjoying it. But I'm sure there's people out there that live a little bit closer or something, and you see, it comes at an inopportune time. An inopportune time for shifting. That would be, I don't know, when you don't touch, I don't know, because I never learned to use manual transmission before. Just another admission, another sign of my imperfections. So I think that's it, give the show a few tries. I'm really glad you're, the reason I make the show for two reasons. One, because I've been there, tossing and turning, and I want to shift things around, because for me it can feel very negative, lonely, and not pleasant. Hopefully I could shift the mood to something neutral, but I can put it in neutral. And I guess it wouldn't be shifting. I'd be putting the clutch in. Oh no, my brain said that there's probably neutral. I say, okay, well, we're taking it out of gear. Now, if I could shift it, your attention a little bit, like as you become a regular listener, maybe I could put it in a lower gear and help us, you know, wind down. But at least at first, I just want to be here for you if I can, because I know how it feels, and I want to change it up. But the other side of it is, you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place where you can get some decent rest. And I want that for you. So if I can help, I'd be really honored to do so. So and if you get a good night's rest, the world's going to be a better place. So yeah, that's it. It's like, I'm glad you're here. Give the show a few tries. See how it goes. Believe it or not, I work very hard. I work very hard. I yearn to next drive. I really want to help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to do this for you twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody. This is a Scooter from the Sleep With Me podcast. And my job's normally to take people's minds off of stuff in a silly, meandering, dull way. And now I'm not very zen, but this is a zen-like subject. Why don't you close your eyes? And hopefully this will make you smile. And I want you to close your eyes and say, leaf peeping. Say, it's hard to say without smiling and even giggling. There's something about leaf peeping that makes me grin. And you could also say, and maybe if you have a sleeping partner in bed or in you know, roommate, you could say, I'm a leaf peeper. You could say, I'm a leaf peeper, with, you know, with joy and pride in your heart, and know that that's someone who peeps leaves, and peeping leaves is enjoying the autumn bloom of color. And I don't know if they're I think those are deciduous trees. I'm not good at that either. I'm not good at science. That's for another section of the times. But let's just say there's some trees out there that have leaves that change color and fall in the fall here in the northern hemisphere. You know, let's not just make it about us, but oh, as you say, I'm a leaf peeper. I peep leaves. And you get a smile on your face. You could also just picture yourself looking at one of those beautiful fall trees. Or maybe you're a sentient drone or bird in the sky. You could be over in New England or the Midwest and looking at those beautiful, beautiful autumn colors and the leaves, how they gently float to the ground. And, you know, just say, I peep leaves. Oh, boy, do I, because it's relaxing and meandering. Thanks, everybody. So there we are up in the sky. And yeah, we're peeping leaves. We've done it before. It's been a few years. But this is more a journey of a celebration of leaf peeping and of leaves. And also curiosity as we land on a branch. I didn't even know how we got here. And now we're on the inside of a branch on a tree. I guess we're a bird, but we could, you know, you could be, you don't have to be a bird if you don't want to be. Don't worry. You could be ether. You could be swinging your legs from the branch. But we're on a tree that just happens to be, we're surrounded, full bloom. Is it a bloom? That might be the wrong word. We're surrounded by autumn leaves. Holy moly, I would say. It is nice in here. And I'm really, really enjoying it. Thank you, tree, for your beautiful fall colors. I remember, not to tell a tale, because it's really nice in here. I wonder if birds, other than me, you know, that have somehow become a sentient bird, I wonder if birds enjoy this as much as I do. And, you know, once upon a time, you know, and now I don't live with somewhere, I guess I never would have, one, I don't know why I associate this with leaf peeping, But I don't have like a cable knitted sweater with a turtleneck. But I feel like if I was going to go out in the road looking at leaves, because I won't overuse that leaf peeping term because I want it to retain its silly power, is if I had that cable knitted sweater. And, you know, now, right now, where I am in the world, where most of us are, it's time for a fall journey. You know, a journey in our minds and in our hearts. And you say, okay, yeah, here I am. I'm sitting at that tree, Scoots. It's nice in here. Oh, boy, can you tell us the colors? I'd say no, because I want you to imagine what you see. Is that a maroon or a brick? Oh, boy. As I say incorrectly every time, get Pantone on the phone or Panatone. And then someone corrects me and says it's actually Pantois. And I say, oh, really? It's not Panatone or Pantone. I know one of those I thought was correct, but I always say the wrong one, thinking it's the correct one. I wonder if, is there a Pantone or Panatone color for panna cotta? Because that would just, oh yeah, we're in the tree. Here we are looking. Oh yeah, we're seeing a lot of colors. There's reddish colors. There's orangish colors. There's yellow and there's still a bit of green in a few. Yeah, there's even ones, further on the sunny side, the northern facing part of this tree that are even getting brown and crumbly on the ground. And I do wonder, and when I say wonder, I wonder. Well, one, I guess I was going to go remember that I didn't learn much in school. I was taught in school by great teachers. I was not a great student, but I do know we had a lot of lessons about leaves there and what is known as Central New York. A great place to peep leaves. I know that New England's kind of got that down. I don't think does any town have that sign? Because you could put it there. You just have to get my permission first. Oh boy, who's that down there? Oh boy, hello. Who are you? You're leafing? Leafing, nice to meet you. Now, what we're seeing here is some sort of goose, a giant goose, or are you a gander? You are a goose. And leafing is wearing, so giant, a giant kind of speckled. Do you mind if I say you're speckled? Speckled in grays and blacks and whites. Oh boy, leafing. You are lovely, but what captures my attention is what you're wearing. You have on a vest made of leaves, or are those it's a vest with leaves on it. Oh boy, leafing. And is it so that, and then you have a brooch instead of buttons for the vest. It's held together by one large brooch. I am correct. Which nowadays, some like me would call it an enamel, like it's a brooch, but it actually looks like an enamel pin, a giant enamel pin. And it's in the shape of a leaf, and it's really nice, and it has all of the fall colors on it, and it actually has a leafing spelled in a way that I wouldn't have spelled it, but leafing, queen of the leaves. But you're actually a goose, so I don't understand. Oh, it's a self-given title. That's interesting, leafing. And then now I haven't finished. You're also wearing a bonnet. And talk about something that hopefully you could bring back, leafing, that really has not... I don't know when one bonnet fell out of parlance, which means people use it in casual conversation, but people don't even, you can't even use it as a metaphor, or God forbid, use it as a simile. I guess it'd be easier to use it as a simile, like a bonnet, but I guess then you'd be describing a hat that's like a bonnet. You'd say, well, it's just a bonnet then. but you're wearing what I would call a bonnet. Can I say that with a definite certainty? Yes, yes, you are wearing a bonnet. Oh, what's a bonnet? My listeners might be wondering. My podcasting brain said. So yeah, some of you may be familiar with a bonnet, and some of you may have forgotten what a bonnet is. Now, I'm going to have to go on a little bit of a tangent here. Before I describe Louis Fien's bonnet, is that a bonnet is kind of like here's a couple images that we'll bring and we'll try to capture, and it's a band shell or a clam shell. So like the Hollywood Bowl, that's probably, at least in the U.S. or the Western U.S., a pretty accessible image. Or a giant clamshell. I think Persephone or someone else, Botticelli maybe, did was it Persephone? I don't think it was. But it did a goddess, inside, like she's in front of a clamshell, a giant clamshell. And to me, that's not exactly what I think of, but a bonnet is like a bit like a shell as opposed to a hat because it goes vertical. It's kind of like a hat for the back of your head. Nowadays, a lot of people would wear a hat to, either protect their face or, you know, their eye or their ability to see or their neck or all of those things. A wide-brimmed hat. And I'm sure that we could come up with a... There is a sunbonnet is a thing. And I'm just thinking, like, a bonnet would be great to protect your face if your sun is at your back. So I guess, like, a bonnet, that would be one place you'd say, when would you wear a bonnet? And I'd say, well, when your back is to the east or the west, when the sun is behind you. When the sun is behind you, and you want a shadow on your face, wear a bonnet. I've never heard of an adjustable bonnet, but I'm sure bonnets are adjustable. Okay, get back to the description, the physical description of a bonnet, and then Lee Fien's bonnet. You're right. Thanks, Lee Fien. You're really good at redirecting things too, not just the Queen of Leafs. You're really helpful. Okay, so a bonnet. Okay, so picture a clamshell or a fan, but a fan that's just not a fan because fans are flat and a shell is kind of cupped. It's in a shell shape. But then the base of the shell has a bit of a box or a bit of a hat. So the shell is the brim of the hat, and then it has a hat that could kind of go around the back of your head. So I guess, like, in the center, oh boy, this is tough to describe. Who would it, no wonder bonnets, you say, well, if you have to describe a bonnet on a sleep podcast, it probably will take you 10 or 15 minutes, which is good in this context, but they'd say, how are we supposed to report the news? We got to get rid of bonnets because no one, other than baby bonnet, and even then. Okay, so, I guess the bonnet, you would sit, goes behind your ears? Because, I don't know, you're a goose. I'm assuming geese have ears because you can hear me. So in your case, the bonnet covers your ears. Though I'm not positive because I don't know a lot about geese anatomy, especially giant geese queen of leaves anatomy. So you have the bonnet. Okay, so there's the cup part of the bonnet would be sitting on the center of your head. And then that would be the shell part. You're right. Thanks, Leafine. And then the cup part is against the back of your head. So it kind of would be wedged on your head. But then, of course, now you have a beautiful ribbon on your thing. And it is... I think subtly, now I don't know if you did this on purpose or not, your hat also is not just evocative of leaves or leaves as we use, actual proper word, but also a cornucopia because your bonnet is made from some sort of twill or something, but it's more of a, an auburn color. And then you have a ribbon, which I don't know what color. I'd say that's a robust ribbon. And it's, even though the robust is not a color, it's a, it's an autumn, a robust autumn color. Like I'd say, you say, well, you have to say something like a color scoots because this is a, I say, well, robust pumpkin or pumpkin robust. Yeah, no, pumpkin, that's like a robust autumn pumpkin color. Ribbon, which is tied underneath your bill around your chin, your chinny chin chin, which isn't a chin. You just have a bill, your billy bill, but it's underneath your bill. I guess you do have a chin where your bill connects to your, I don't know, say, are you comfortable with me calling that your neck or your throat? Because, you know, the, that, with one of the great features of geese, does that help you make a gander? How come, here's a something, Leafine. I don't hear a lot of talk comparing geese and what are those other things called, giraffes anymore. I don't think I've ever heard it. And I realize, yes, you're birds and mammals and you're nothing alike, but you are in some sense. You both have long, slender, and lovely necks. And also I'd say, well, at least in your case, in geese's case, you know, maybe swans get the credit for that. I don't know, but you'd say, yeah, I don't know. You know, everybody's, no one talks about, I guess maybe I'm just saying, no one talks about geese and what are those things called, giraffes in the same breath. But, you know, finally today I did. Okay, but yeah, let's get to your bonnet. What the biggest feature of your bonnet is, I would say, a collection of leaves, a bouquet of leaves that you seem to have created. And did you make that hat yourself? No, your friend Gilda did. Wow, Gilda did a great job. So it's like a bouquet. What was I going to say? This is sometimes when you get a flowers, they say this, and it's a fancy term. Oh, I almost had it. That has to do with a bouquet, but I can't think of it. But it has some word that when you're buying a boutonniere or something. But it, so a collection of leaves that looks like a bouquet of flowers, and that is lovely in its arrangement on the top of your bonnet. Not on the top of your bonnet, I guess. I don't know what the top of your bonnet, like, is there, there's probably a term like flipped your bonnet or something. On top of my bonnet would mean something you drop, like, because it's on the front back of your, like, it's kind of like it's growing out of the back of your head, but like the top, I don't know what the top of your bonnet is. On top of old bonnet, do you think the Bonneville, that was a car, was at the end of bonnets? Like they said, well, it's either Bonneville. That sounds more like, I don't know, that's got Ville in it. Do you come from Bonneville or Bonnetville? You'd like to live there. Of course you would. What if it was more, yeah, maybe, what if it was the center of bonnet activity, wherever in the world we are? Maybe that could be a thing. Like we could get a town that says, well, we're looking for something new. You know, we were going to be, you know, we were going to let one of the candy companies rename us. And I said, no, we're not just looking for naming. We're looking to you know, kind of like the stool boom in, I was going to say in a mighty wind. But that's Waiting for Guffman that has a stool boom. But like a town that makes bonnets, celebrates bonnets, and sells bonnets. And of course, you have the Bonnet Cafe, Bonnet Top Cafe, or Bonnet Top Brewing, I guess would be one. Like that could be where you could get your suds. I don't know if we could have an autumn festival. What do you think about that, Leafine? Celebrate, we could do it somewhere that has great leaf peeping and people could come there. You could be the hostess or the queen. You could be the queen. I think this, you're nodding your head because is this what you've dreamed? You never dreamed of this, but I think we could make this come true. So what would be the pieces? So we'd need a town. We'd need a town, maybe a town that has already has one established hat-making business that's been waning, which I don't know. I mean, I don't know if our fedora's in or out right now. Like, let me see. Well, yeah, we were the top fedora producer. And it would be good for the town because they could adjust it. They could say they're the bonnet capital of the world. But then, you know, you could still make fedoras in the off-season. Easter bonnet is a term I've heard before. So I've heard baby bonnet, Easter bonnet, leaf bonnet. So we'll have to, autumnal bonnet still doesn't have a ring like Easter bonnet. Easter. So it ends in a hard and it's two bonnet. So I don't know what we could come up with. Holla bonnet, no. Turkey bonnet, but that doesn't make any sense. We'll figure it out. But so, okay, so we'll get a town that makes bonnets or that would be interested in it. I guess we'd need, people like bonnets would have to be in, but not really. If bonnet is, here's the thing. This little podcast behind the podcast, Leafine, and you know it already. I just got to point it out because you're, whatever. I don't know what the right I had a word, but you love leaves, clearly. Those are merely the vehicles to connect us with joy. So while Bonnet, our new Bonnet capital of the world, Bonnetville, we won't call it Bonnetville, but for the time being, we'll just call it B-Town for now. B-Town would be a place that would depend greatly on bonnets, really, it would be people's experience with people that love bonnets and bonnet-related businesses and bonnet-related celebrations. Probably could have four a year. Definitely like a Dickens Fair in the fall, in the winter for the holiday season. Holiday bonnet, that works. And then in the fall, this would be our biggest one because, we could make it around leaf peeping. Well, you know what? The best way to look at leaves anyway is with the sun at your back, and the best way to keep keep the sun off of you is a high collar and a bonnet when the sun is at your back. Otherwise, the bonnet really doesn't do anything. Unfortunately, if it rains, the bonnet will only put the more rain on, you know, that it doesn't help. But we now have adjustable bonnets at Bonneville. Okay, so we'll have our town. I would like to have just, and now I don't want this job because obviously I got stuff going on and plus this is not really my personality, but I think having gas lamps, would be nice because it just adds some ambiance or candle lamps, but, you know, in the streets, I'm talking about the street lights. And then I think having someone walk through the town with a lantern. Now, I don't know if that would be a lamplighter or just the person, it could be a community thing where it makes everybody feel comfortable. Definitely cobblestone streets. You're right. Thanks. But they could go through the town at quiet time. We'll say quiet time's 10 p.m., even though you might be at whatever Bonneville Brewing's open till 1. I don't know because I'll be in bed. But a night, whatever they say, they go through the streets and they say the time. And they say maybe after quiet time, they don't say anything. They say, listen to the rustling of the leaves on the streets and the cobblestones. Oh boy, it's a perfect time, for our evening cider at your B&B, at the different, they could even say, don't forget tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., what would we do for a brunch? Not a candy apple or a caramel apple for brunch. you know, whatever, French toasted apples, and then you make your candy and caramel apples afternoon. Don't worry, we have a dentist tent set up for those of you that, you know, that have, you know, that, you know, candy or caramel apples impact, all inclusive, by the way. So that would be like our night leaf person. So that's another thing. You like that idea. Okay, so then, yeah, apple bobbing, I don't know. I don't know if apple bobbing's ever a thing that needs to come back. But we could have apple grabbing, which I think we just get those things you use to pick up cans. Like, I had one of those, and I don't have it anymore, but it had, like, where you push it down. It's like a little, like, pinchers, and you pick up garbage in cans with it. That might be more fun, because we could, then you could do stuff like, you could grease the apples, greased apple grabbing, and that would be great. And it would be like, how many can you grab? And then you could feed the apples to some sort of being, you know, that it's like, oh, well, this is, like friendly, you know, we're going to feed the apples to these, like, whatever, farm pets or whatever, farm friends. Don't worry, it's totally good for them. We used to, you know, whatever natural grease. I think another thing I would like to see, now, again, we'd have to do this, maybe we could do this right at the edge of a forest. So if we have a town that is like with old big trees, I guess the deciduous trees, of course, that would be really good, because that would make it, we could do stuff, artisan well, no wishing in the artesian well, because that's where the water would come from. I would like to do this. Now, I don't know if you've read any Murakami before, Leafine, but what about, and this is, you know, we'll do this, it was supervised, but you could get, like, what about readings from the bottom of well? Not just Murakami, but you get to sit around the well, and an author goes to the bottom of the well. Only authors that are, you know, comfortable, and believe me, this will be all supervised, all engineered. This would be a dry well or a slightly moist well, because that's going to have, I just feel like that would have better sound. So this wouldn't be our artisanal well or our wishing well. This would be our well of words. That's what we would call it, the well of words. 4 p.m., Stephen King, reading from this or this, Murakami. I mean, like Wind of Bird Chronicles, readings from it, like, at the, and they would do it, you would sit at the top of the well and listen as they were reading from the bottom of the well. And yeah, maybe you could, I don't know, their super fans could have their ear to the, my ears to the well, oh boy. So that would be another, that's an out-of-the-box idea. Oh, what does that have to do with bonnets? It's just a celebration of the, like, it's bonnet adjacent, I guess I would say, Leafine. Thanks for pointing that out. You could read leaf-based poetry. I guess you couldn't do it in the winter, but in the spring and maybe the summer, it'd be cool down there. You have seasonal readings. I guess you're right. We would tie it in more. And you could also have, like, dinner for two down there for people, like, at dinner time. So that would be another way. And that could be on, like, the county or the city property. So, again, you say, well, we're leasing that out to the, like, a pop-up restaurant for two. And everything comes down in a bucket. That would be pretty cool for people that are into that, which I would be. I would say, well, I'll eat down there alone, but I'd prefer that by candlelight. Maybe not candlelight. Leafine, we would do some engineering, so we would keep some airflow. We'd figure all that out. I also think it'd be a town square would be important, or a town green where there could be performances. I think, like, one would be maybe there could be performances that are competitive. I mean, like, there'd be giant leaf piles, obviously. That would be fun. I think, like, one thing would be, this again might not make any sense, but so if we had giant trees around the town square, and those leaves are losing, you know, those leaves are falling off the trees, they're changing colors. You could have like slack lines or whatever they call it. What do they call it? Tightrope walking. And again, we'd do this again in a legitimate, safe way. This isn't just something I'm putting together in my mind and making up as I go along. I mean, this part is, but this is the brainstorming. But you could have, like, it could be like, again, this is like the subtle way we make this sustainable. This would be the, I guess we could do slack lining. I don't know the difference between tightrope walking and slack lining. But what I'm picturing is that the slack line, which is like a tightrope, but it's slack. I don't know if there's what other differences there are. I'm not trying to take away from it. But I think it would make it interesting. Of course, we'd have something underneath to catch people, but that they're carrying armloads of leaves. So this would be the foremost world slacklining leaf crossing championship. Like, who can move piles of leaves from one platform to another platform? You know, we'll weigh them. You know, anything that gets dropped, you don't get credit for. I think, of course, we'd have some puppet shows. That would be good. I think, again, we figure out a way to heal the past. So we look at, we say, okay, what is the history of this land where we're hosting the festival? And before this town was formed, before colonists came, what was happening in this land? And we make that a part of it. And of course, like some people have, what do you do? But you say, okay, well, think about it this way. Like, one, this is like part of the richness of this area. The more and more we make it about everybody, the better it is. But you could also say, like, to somebody that might object, you say, how long you freaking think that, what do you think the trees have seen everything? So, let's make everything that the trees have seen a part of this. So again, there could be also separate from that, an historical walk. Like, what have these trees seen? So that could be one thing. That could be like all-encompassing historical walk of the area and of the region. And largely looking wherever in the world we host this, you say, well, let's say look at a broader version of where we are in the world. I also think there's a mic that we, like, on another trail. So we could have multiple nature, already established trails. But another trail would also pick up on that in a positive way of healing for individuals and broader as a society. Would be, what have these trees seen? And again, be something poetic about it, where you go out on your own. You could do it as a family, but that's kind of like, this is a time for you to be alone with yourself. And that could be our wishing well. If we have a dried up well that happens to be on a nature trail surrounded by trees that are of varying ages and beautiful leaves. You could go out on those trails and then you would drop your thing at the bottom of the well. And maybe each year we would sell a container to say, hey, this is what, I'm like making, I want to make amends for this year. And I know the trees have seen it. Now, though, like, you wouldn't sign it. Now, the thing would be that each capsule would have a year on it. So every year, there would also be an opening of those capsules, and we would front load it. So whatever, we'd figure that out. So there are different stages in the walk, along with, informed practices, professional the informed practices that help with this healing process would be set up. So you would, again, see that the trees have already seen. You say, well, yeah, no, I did that too. I spat at someone once. And like you see that people, you know, that we're all not perfect. And the trees and leaves have seen. Maybe not the leaves have seen it. Maybe the trees would say, the leaves haven't seen that, man. They've only been around since the spring. And I was, yeah, I know, but I was thinking of the broader leaves in a broader sense. I think another layer of this, not just thinking about the human history of the area, but also the natural and the wildlife history of the area. Is there a way to celebrate the wildlife of the area and to empower people to connect with, make a deeper connection, not just to the trees, but the entire ecosystem of that area in a way that subtly teaches and subtly grounds. Oh, sorry, Leafine, you had a question. Oh, what does this have to do with bonnets? You're right. Again, that's kind of my job, though, is to go pretty far afield. Well, here's an idea. If I have to come up with some bonnet-specific ideas... Well, this is an easy one. So you probably already thought of this. So I'm just telling you what you already know. I think we have a lot of, and I think they should be prizes, but they don't just have to be for best. And they could be age and subject matter driven bonnet competitions. So again, you could say, okay, 7-year-old children, bonnets, and then you could have, okay, then you could have 7-year-old children, you got your autumnal bonnet, you got your fictional bonnet, functional bonnet, maybe functional bonnet, you know, I don't know, like educational bonnet, historical bonnet competition. Now here's the best part is there's a bonnet march, and I think the bonnet march is something for the participants and for the viewers and the judges. Now, the end of the bonnet march and the beginning of the bonnet march would go by the judging panel. But that would be more a part of the pomp and circumstance because the judges would also be able to look at the bonnets on another occasion, maybe. And again, of course, in the middle, we'd have build your own bonnet, like obviously, of course. But not only that, they would march around for a while because one that creates this, like what they call that thing, like where it's like kinetic motion. That's always important in these kind of things. But also the fact that, I don't know, it'd be fun to parade around in your bonnet and they're all lined up every age. Maybe there's songs and music, bonnet based music. And again, seasonal music as well. But you go on a bonnet march. Maybe you go through those two trails or any other trails. I don't know. It'd just be nice to suddenly see a row of adults or children wearing subject-based bonnets and coming by. I mean, like I'll tell you what, if I was a judge, I would like put your bonnet or your friend, the bonnet you're wearing that your friend made. Then, yeah, of course we'd have it. You're right, Leafine. Yes, there would be a stage, bonnet-based performances, bonnets in history, bonnet-building workshop. I guess I'd need to know, actually, the history of the bonnet, too. That would probably be helpful, because, actually, the bonnets got this. Scoots, oh, boy, did you wade into one here? I say, oh, whoa, the unknown history of the bonnet. And I say, no wonder it doesn't make, and maybe we, you know, maybe they say, well, these are the latest, you could have a talks, this would probably be a side stage, because this would be more what I'd be suited for. You say, okay, this is recent innovations in the bonnet, as Dr. Professor, Krupscher talking about recent, say, can you keep it to 30, oh no, my talk's 1 hour and 45 minutes. What is that, like the last... No, that's just the bonnet innovations this year. You'd be surprised. And then, of course, we'd have like leaf peeping excursions. like bonnet fashion shows, but that kind of would that might run in with the bonnet parade. So we'd have to figure that out. But, you know, this year's launch of our town's, you know, new bonnet collection. And then you could have, I'm not good at thinking up puns and stuff, but you could have t-shirts, you know, that's, you know, when my bonnet's twisted, I guess a bonnet, like touching bonnets, because if you kiss, would your bonnets touch or no? You probably stick to some other subject. You're right. Keep it. Well, that's family friendly. I don't know. I don't know how many myths we have of, you know, the little bonnet that could. So I don't know. Those are just some ideas I had. I was thinking, but yeah, you're right. I should just sit here with you, Leafina. It was so good meeting you. That's why I got distracted and carried away. But yeah, sometimes I get carried away and I don't think to notice all of the beauty here. Where we are sitting in this tree. What about bonnet races? Like blindfolded bonnet races. And what about like apple throws? Okay. Leaf sweeping. The greatest, you know, who could sweep the leaves faster? That would be like that. And then you could say, hey, parents, this is something you could do at home. Hint, hint, free chores. But you're right, Leafine, that sometimes we just have to slow down and take a look at the leaves and just sit here and imagine the sounds of wind traveling through leaves or wind moving leaves. How lucky we are, really, to experience those things. Or sometimes you just miss out. Like, what if I didn't stop and notice your vest? And taking the time to notice people that wear seasonal vests is something that's really a underrated joy. Almost, you know, leaf vest peeping does not sound like something you should be doing. But vest appreciation of seasonal vests is something we could do more of. And you say, wow, that, and it's not just teachers that are wearing seasonal vests. I'm sure there's other people that have seasonal vests on that would like them appreciated. Why did it? Oh, because I noticed your vest. Yeah, Leafine. And your vest, you probably could wear it. Like, oh, those are real leaves. So you probably can't, at some point it becomes non-functional. Really need a vacuum or something. You see, leave your vest outside, please. You see, what do you get? What did you have, some leaves blowing here? No, Leafine was visiting. Her vest was shedding. And bonnets. I know I'll be on the lookout for a bonnet. I mean, probably the next time I see one would be in a cartoon from, you know, 1930s to the 1950s. But, you know, or Bonnevilles, there's another thing. Or we could notice the leaves, you're right. The sound of what I was saying before. The leaves in the trees. All the colors. I mean, how wonderful is it to be in a place, or to be able to access a place where the colors you could see, or the colors you can imagine, greatly outnumber the vocabulary words. You see, how many numbers are in Pantone? Is it 4, 5, or 6? Because I don't know what the multitude of combinations is of gradations. And I said, well, almost infinite. And I said, well, oh boy, Unite might be 4, 2, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 4 to Pantone, but to me, you're beautiful. And I just want to sit here and not think about naming you and just move my eyes across, maybe imagine a valley or a hill rolling with trees. Say, wow, I haven't been here before. I've really missed you. There's times I drove by. And you see, well, just like this podcast, it kind of pulls you out of yourself and says, hey, just take your time and notice. No hurry, but just stay here a while. You don't even have to think about the metaphor that, or like the changing of the leaves simile you might want to use. You could just stay here with us. And maybe you take, you say, well, Americans peep leaves. I'm going to soak leaves in. What's the slow version of leaf peeping? Leaf peeping. That's what I'm going to do now. So thank you, Leafine. And thank you, everybody out there, for letting, you know, for this reminder of how nice it is. And how sometimes that, you know, might be something we have to look at in our minds or look through some pictures of or scan our memories for our imagination right now. Maybe we can't go on a leaf peeping expedition right this moment, but we can peeping the leaves of my mind as I don't know if that was that James Taylor that said that? The wisdom of peeping the leaves on your mind. Good night. All right, I want to thank everybody who reviewed the show recently on Apple Podcasts. Wookiee Adoption eases anxiety before bed. It's amazing, you know, I deal with a lot of stuff before bedtime, so I don't look forward to falling asleep. I've tried yoga supplements, less screen time in this podcast. I didn't understand it at first. Like, why does he spend half of every episode explaining the concept of the podcast? But after a few nights, it became one of my favorite parts, a soothing and familiar story that would calm me down. Incredible gift for meandering storytellers, a superpower, love Otter Things, recommend these episodes. It used to take me 3 hours to fall asleep, but thanks to this podcast, I'm out in 45 minutes. Then Taylor XYZ says the best. Some people don't like some of the negative reviews, but you don't need to write a review about the negative reviews. Just you can talk about the podcast. I can stick up for the podcast. Thanks, though. Podcast is awesome and really works. I recommend it in personal and professional life. Thanks. Jeshern says, I fall asleep before the episode's over every time. I have trouble quieting my mind, but I have been sleeping well since I started listening, yet to stay awake for a whole episode. Get ready for bed during the intros, and I'm not really listening for the story. I'm listening to fall asleep. Okay, then a triple A, triple E, quadruple F says, thank you. Stories have helped so much. I'm thankful. Also, thanks for being supportive to everyone in the community and being for human rights. Human rights are never political, right? Supporting the members of our community is never political. I mean, sometimes we got to get political to make sure, but. You know what I'm saying. Hey there, Sergio says, thanks, Scooch, you rock, really funny, literally fall asleep every time. Okay, this is like a lot of B's and then a few S's from Australia, but it's a 5-star review, so it's B, 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 B. I think 6 S's. Works for me, been a bad sleeper, this helps me fall asleep. It's great. DJN says, dear Scooter, thanks for the podcast. Been a listener for a year. Always tune in when I'm ready to relax. Never finished an episode. Don't change a thing. And thanks for the being an ally. Thanks for the jingle. I sing along. That's from Donna. Let's see. Nand says, totally works. And then Pie Aficionado, give it a try. I've tried a bunch of different ones, but this one's unique in that it's more rambling. Introductions long and repetitive. Oh, yeah, if you're looking for a Zen podcast, this isn't it. But give it a try because it helps. So thanks, thanks everybody for supporting the show, for taking the time to write reviews. Let me just check the other. You know, Sleep With Me exists as a free podcast because the people that support the podcast on Patreon or support our sponsors, and then we grow as podcasts by stuff like this, just simply spreading the word about the show when you can and letting people know about it. So that's a huge help, and yeah, that's it. What do you say? What do you say? You want me to do anything before the next episode comes along? You want me to move any blankets, windows, fans? Just quietly say good night. You deserve a good night's sleep. I'll see you in a second. Or sleep well. All right, everybody. This is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcast, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in the, my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts: the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't, like, automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all intros. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix, so that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off, and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Wildy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way. But these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com, and good night.